He's got five lights.
Yay!
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting session of Dungeons & Dragons.
Woo!
Last time on Project Busted Buttons.
That's right.
You all arrived at Umfaloko, parting ways with the caravan, Graham and Moore, Abe, Gabe, and Mark, and getting a room at the Scratching Post. You all explored Umfaloko, taking in its many shops and sights. You eventually popped into a potion shop called Good to the Last Drop Potion Shop to pick up some potions, and a tailor shop called Bob and Threads, a name which everyone hates.
Me in particular, not everyone.
At Good to the Last Drop Potion Shop, you asked Sherry, a fire genasi, if she had any work for y'all. She didn't, but she recommended that you all go over and talk to Fred, Bob and Threads. So you went over to Bob and Threads and rolled really well on your persuasion check for work. And so Fred decided to take a bit of a chance with you all. She asked you to retrieve a package of hers that was sitting in customs.
A package? It was a crate.
A crate.
A crate.
Apologies. A crate.
Yep.
At Dock 13. Sitting there in limbo due to a beef she had with Dockmaster Assyrian Anvilstinger, who wanted to charge an expensive tariff on a load of Nishimian silks.
Which, no matter how often you may correct me, it definitely sounds like anal stinger. That needs to be on record.
I mean, I think you said that, and Fred's like, yeah, anal stinger, that's a good nickname for her. The beef she said with anal stinger was because his buttons popped off of a shirt that she had sewn for him. She blamed it on him, he blamed it on her. There they are. Hence, Project Busted Buttons. So she asked you to retrieve it and offered to pay you money for it, obviously less than what the tariffs would be, but still a princely sum for the lot of you. So you did a bit of reconnaissance work, checking out the docks, eyeing where the Dockmaster station was, noting Dock 13, Warehouse 13, and you hatched a scheme. Ultimately, you decided to go down to the docks at night and fake a fire at one of the docks on the other end of the docks from where you would be robbing. You did your due diligence and intel, and then were at a fancy party to establish an alibi, slipped out of the said party, went down and pulled off the heist. You set the fake fire, drawing a lot of attention. Perhaps more attention than you wanted, but all the attention was away from where you wanted to be. You made it into Warehouse 13. You're able to get inside stealthily, find the crate among all the crates in there, which is plenty that you're looking for. And just as you're getting ready to come out, you heard somebody else taking advantage of the commotion that you had made. Other people in the dock also stealing. You stealthed out and were followed by a tabaxi with gray fur and black stripes. He seemed sad that you all had seen his face. So he attempted to kill you with his spells.
Asshole.
Didn't work out well for him.
Didn't work out well for him. You all dropped him, snatched his possessions, and took off. As you were taking off, his accomplice came out, caught a glimpse of you all, and you heard the accomplice say, Cloudfang, which triggered a memory in Tony of her brother, his brother, a gray and black tabaxi named Cloudfang. You returned to Bob and Threads and traded your crate in for your money. You got some fancy new duds to wear, some gold. Then you headed back to the Scratching Post to take a look at your ill-gotten gains. While attempting to open the crate, Taika attempted to disarm a magical trap that was a little bit beyond her.
Yeah, I thought I did fine. What's the problem?
You did do fine. The problem was it was a little bit beyond you. And her hands turned blue, a darker shade of blue than the teal color of her normal skin. Inside the crate, you found a gem radiating with magical energy. After identifying it, Tony realized it was, in fact, a soul gem. A gem that could hold the soul of a living person. And that this gem, in fact, possessed one at this time. Having realized that the other thieves were trying to steal the soul gem also, as in your faces, you thought maybe you should get out of town, but maybe not. You needed to get some more intel first, but first you needed a rest. So You all slept, woke up the next morning, and went to get some new clothing from the tailor shop. Some gloves to cover up your blue hands. A nice new capelet in yellow and one in black. Oh, and I forgot to mention, you made friends with a ship captain named Van, an Aarakocra, who pilots a barge from here to Rakan back. His ship is named the Windrunner. Not a barge, just a ship. Sorry. So here you are. It is the 5th of Gridding. It is Sun's Day, a.k.a. Fantasy Friday. You all are along the Riverside Street in Umfaloko. I believe we ended last session with you guys... We just ended with you all...
At the party, I thought. Or maybe not.
With your new clothing.
Yeah.
You saw the Dockmaster.
Yeah, I have that the Dockmaster is angrily yelling.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we ended the session. So...
What was the date?
The 5th of Gridding.
5th. Okay.
It is fall here.
Okay.
Or no, I lied to you. It's not fall. You're in the southern hemisphere. It is spring.
Oh, okay. Good call.
Not that it matters much here in this very tropical humid environment, but important for me to remember. You all are on the main drag of Umfaloko, the street down by the river.
Yeah.
Just to give you a reminder of how things look, on this side of the street, you see the docks kind of lining up beside the left side of the street, if you're facing northwest. To the right, you see a bunch of shops, people hawking wares to the tourists and people coming off of the docks. Across the river, you see the Wizard's Tower and what looks to be the fancier buildings, the manors and larger estates, with small pedestrian-sized bridges that cross the river that kind of go up and down as the ships come up and down the river.
Right. That's cool.
Near you is a large palace with a kind of a square bottom, spires on each of the four corners, large entryway, and then decreasingly terraced terraces up to a large dome at the top.
And that's near us?
It's not too far. It's on this side of the river. It's just past the docks, back set from the road a bit. You haven't explored there or anything, but it is there, looming over everything. And then on the road to the bar that you guys came in from, there's the scratching post. You also have the arena over there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With the arena. Statues of the Jets in front of it.
Hate it so much. I always hated the snap.
Do we know what the palace is for? Like, who lives there?
Yeah, that's where the queen lives.
Oh, there's a queen of Umfaloko?
Yes, there was, it's a constitutional monarchy after the Magna Carta was signed.
I'm not going to dignify that.
You all hated it when I said it 3 years ago, and you hated it now, so that tracks.
Consistency.
The current queen is... Queen Lunla. Loonla. Queen Lunla.
Okay.
As you all are standing on the street, across the way, like I said, you see the dockmaster yelling at some people. Dock 7, the dock that you did the fake fire at, is totally fine.
Yeah.
Dock 13, the one you did the actual robbing from, is burnt down pretty hard.
Yeah.
What do y'all do?
Well, I mean, we've just been here for a couple seconds, right?
Yeah.
We're not garnering attention.
No, and there's all sorts of people gawking, and, you know, there's... Yeah. You do not stand out above anybody.
Well, this is what happens when you do crime wrong. They burn the place down.
Yeah.
It wasn't us.
No. Sucks that we were there.
Yeah, I guess I should reinforce that. It was definitely not your fault. You were not the ones.
Yeah.
You didn't start the fire.
The people who sang that song did.
So, we should probably get out of town.
Yeah.
We know Van is leaving in like a couple of days, right?
Yeah, but he's just going up to Rakad, right? That's where he's going?
Well, I mean, it's just an option.
Yeah, yeah. There's very...
Oh, I forgot to tell you, you have a criminal contact here. You asked about that last
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so should we go talk to them?
Her name is Bernice the Razor.
At least it's not Bernice the Bird.
Yeah, the Razor.
And you haven't met her yet, but you were told that the way to get a hold of her is to find somebody who is selling maps to celebrity houses.
Okay.
And ask them for Bernice.
Okie doke. do you want to try and see if we can figure out who this Cloud Fang is?
Yep.
Yeah? All right.
I told you that.
Yeah.
I had a brother.
You did. Yeah. Well, let's just do the tourist thing and walk around for a bit.
Yeah.
We're looking for people who sell maps to celebrity homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing. I don't know why.
I'm trying to think, what's a weird touristy thing I can do that would...
Method act it?
Yeah. Like
pointing at the big buildings, probably.
Well, I mean, definitely. Ooh. Ah.
We can probably sell it just by walking.
Yeah, but I like to be silly.
Oh, that was Taika saying it.
I know.
Okay.
I know. And that was Tony being like, I like to be silly.
Okay.
But, yeah.
It sounded like a screaming cat for a second.
Yep.
Just a hot second.
Woo, look at all the pretty buildings. I wonder if anybody could help me to identify these pretty buildings.
Are you walking down the strip?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've been walking the whole time.
I'm just kind of screaming obnoxiously.
Both of you roll me perception check, you at disadvantage.
You're distracted by your own yelling. Well, it don't fucking matter for me.
Did I fucking roll? Let me go ahead and give out your...
You said perception, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna... I might spend it immediately.
So you said with disadvantage?
Yeah. For you. Is that a natural one?
It's a four.
I am going to spend this immediately and hope for a better result. Yes! 21.
Okay.
So it's an 8.
You kind of get into your own, like, ass. Maybe a little bit. And with your above 20 result, I'm going to give you two things. Make you really glad that you spent that coin.
I appreciate that.
Further down the strip, you do see a person, a short, older dwarven woman who's got maps to the stars.
Okay.
And then, as you were walking by the dockmaster, you hear some scraps of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that the dockmaster is arguing with what appears to be the sheriff.
Oh, okay.
And the dockmaster says, well, I don't care if the death penalty has been abolished. I want them dead. And the sheriff's like, look, I have them in custody. We'll find out what's why they did it. They're not talking yet, but... We will get them to talk. You put me in there, I'll get them to talk. Now, Dockmaster, that's not how we do things here in Umfaloko. The sheriff, by the way, surprisingly, is not a tabaxi, but looks to be an elven woman.
Hmm.
Slender, kind of white hair that is done up in a mohawk.
Okay. White hair and a mohawk?
Mm-hmm. Alright, so what would you like to do next?
I cannot write as fast as I type these days.
Yeah, me either.
So I'll approach the woman selling the maps.
Okay. Maps to the stars. Map to the stars. She looks at you, Tony, and says, hey there, you look like you could use a map to the stars.
I could! I really could!
She gauges you for a second. She's like, they're a bargain at a gold piece apiece.
Wow. That's,
You get the idea. You don't even need the insight check. You get the idea that the price is variable based on the market.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's quite high. You know what? I think we could probably find our own way. I'm looking for a friend of mine, Bernice.
She kind of drops the act for a second, so Bernice.
Mm-hmm.
She gestures to an alleyway behind you.
Okay.
She says, go down that alleyway and take a left.
Okay.
She says, door in the dead end.
Is there a knife waiting for me down that alleyway?
She says, not since you asked nicely.
All right. She said, down the alleyway and a door on the left?
Yeah, you go down the alleyway, the alleyway goes left, and there's a dead end with a door.
Oh, okay. Ready?
Yeah. Save me a map. I'll be back.
Your money's always good with me, sweetheart.
What was her name? What's your name?
She says, my name? Trace.
Say it without the accent.
Trace.
Trace?
Yeah, T-R-A-C-E.
Okay, okay.
Probably short for Tracy.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure of. And she's a dwarf?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will go down the alleyway.
Okay, you go down the alleyway, you take a left. It looks like a pretty inconspicuous alleyway. Nothing to highlight that it's in any way special. At the end of it, you just see a plain door, though upon further examination, you do see there's one of those little slidey.
Oh, no, I'll knock on it.
After a moment, the thing slides open, and you hear somebody say, yeah, who is it?
Somebody in from Tabar looking for Bernice.
Okay. Door opens to a dark room. But you have dark vision, so...
Yeah, I will look in said room before I step in.
You see a hallway and then another room that has just a table at the center of it. At the table, you see some cards that are laid out.
Mm-hmm.
You do not see anybody.
Is it... So I, like, push open the door a little bit, see if somebody's...
No, there's nobody behind the door.
Okay. There's not a tripwire or anything?
Roll me a perception check.
17 plus something. 20.
There is not.
Okay. Well, I will walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking side to side, seeing what's going on in here.
I hear a voice from further down the hallway say, just have a seat at the table. Have a seat at the table.
All right. I am not going to have a seat at the table. I am going to lean up against the wall with my arms crossed.
What about you, Tony?
What kind of cards are on the table?
As you get closer and look, it looks like tarot cards.
Nice.
Do you sit at the table?
Yeah, why not?
The voice in the room with you says, ah, see, now that one's got manners. And then across from you appears an imp.
Okay.
An imp.
Oh.
A small little demonic creature. It's got wings. It's maybe about a foot and a half tall.
Mm-hmm.
Gray skin, red eyes, a glow.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls up a chair and sits at the table and kind of looks at you pointedly in that open chair.
There is an open chair?
Yep.
Are you Bernice?
Yeah.
All right, I'll sit down.
So, from the bar, what family are you with?
The Arena family.
Ah, yeah. Talia's crew.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What brings you to the City of Cats?
Well, I'm on sabbatical. And we were doing a little bit...
Is that code for you got a price on your head or something?
You want to make a thing of it?
I don't give a shit.
Alright, that's good.
Look, I'm not here to fuck anybody. I'm just here to watch things.
Alright, well, that's what I'm here for. Is your eyes. We were doing a bit of crime last night, and,
did you burn down the docks? I thought they caught the person that did that.
We did not. I did put...
Roll me a persuasion check.
I did put my sword in his belly, though. Oh, is that cocked? Is this what they mean when they say cocked? No, that's not.
That one's not. That one's not. Close to cocked.
Close to cocked. Okay. Persuasion?
Yeah.
Okay. Persuasion. Yeah, that's just an 8. Hmm? Oh, wait, no. That's a 1. So that's a 2? That's a nat 1. That's very sad.
Okay. Low stakes check. So, you put a belly in who did it. So you put a belly in Cloudfang, huh? You put a sword in you put a sword in Cloudfang's belly, huh?
Yeah, he came up behind me and got real pissy that I saw his face.
Ah, yeah, well. She says,
classic case of fuck around and find out. He could have just let me walk away.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Cloudfang's all talk, no bite. I mean, a little bite, but looks like, obviously, you two handled
that spell he was getting ready to throw at me wasn't no bite. Who does he work for?
Works for himself.
Hmm. Interesting. Do you know what job he was on?
Nope. She says, he used to be conscripted by a wizard here in town.
Hmm.
One that lives in the tower across the way.
Yeah.
He's been on his own for a couple of years now. You know, sells his services, perhaps drinks a little too much.
Hmm.
He's, to be honest, he's kind of a nobody.
Hmm. That's too bad.
Do you know anything about his family?
Well, as far as I know, he was raised by the wizard.
Huh. And you don't know if he has any siblings?
I don't have my eyes on everyone in the city. I just, you know, he'd be out running errands for the wizard and stuff, so I had my eyes on him then. And then
okay. So the wizard would probably know if we can't get to him. If we can't get to Clefing.
Yeah. Old Penny would know that for you.
What's his name?
Well, his real name is Penthesilea, but we always just call him Penny.
Yeah, is he a dick?
Or her. Sorry, her. Yeah, she's a real dick. Lives in that tower with a couple other wizards.
Hmm.
But Penny's the one that had Cloudfang?
Yeah, presumably. She's the head one up there.
Okay.
It's her and then a couple of apprentices. I don't know their names. Don't really see them much.
Yeah.
Don't really see her much either. Just know her more by reputation than anything.
Is Penny Tabaxi?
No, she's a human.
Ugh.
Agreed. Ugh, they smell bad.
It's true.
Folks like us, though, we smell good. She says, gesturing at you, Tyga.
It's just a little bit of sulfur and brimstone.
Love it.
It's where it's at.
A touch of sandal.
Okay. Well, we're probably going to be leaving town. It's worth some coin to know what Cloudfang was working on.
I can dig around, smell around for it.
I appreciate that. Might be some pretty good coin. Depends.
She kind of appraises you. Sees your nice new clothing, your bag of holding.
I think I'm keeping that bag of holding hidden.
Okay.
Yeah, that bag of holding isn't anyone else's business.
But she does see your fancy new dad.
Yeah.
You look moneyed.
Okay. Got any other questions?
You know of any place we can make some money around here? Anybody's got some jobs?
You looking for honest work or under the table work?
I mean, probably under the table since we're, you know, under the table kinds of folks.
I ain't looking to get a day job.
We prefer not to kill anybody unless that's what needs to happen. Like, we don't want to be assassins, but we're okay with taking some stuff. And if somebody gets in our way, well, then they got in our way.
If you're looking for under the table work, you should talk to Ruby. It's both.
Ruby?
Yeah, Ruby.
Where's Ruby?
She gives you directions. It's across the river in a surprisingly in a fancy estate. She's the, you know, we don't have all those, you know, families that you have over in Dabar, but we got one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Ruby.
Okay.
In fact, if odds are, if Cloudfang was doing a job, probably for her.
Hmm. Okay. Good to know.
Assuming you don't have any sort of exclusivity agreement with your boss.
Nope.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any problems then.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip. I appreciate it.
And I'll keep my ear to the ground about whatever this is that Cloudfang was after.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, worth burning down the entire docks over. That's
something. That is something.
Which to me says that somebody didn't want to know that it had been taken.
Yeah. Whatever it was. All right, well, we're staying over at the scratching post if you do come up with anything.
Junon.
Have a good day.
Hey, buy a map on your way out, huh?
Do we get a family discount?
No.
Friends and family discount?
Why would friends and family want to pay less? That's what I'm saying. You want to support their business, right?
I get up and walk out.
Come back anytime.
Thanks for
me. She looks at you, Tony. She says, you want a reading before you go?
Yeah. How much?
She says, this one's on the house.
Yeah.
I'll just stand outside the door.
All right. So she is going to... she picks up these cards, which look comically big in her small imp hands. And she lays the card out. Cards out on the table. And so she lays down three cards. And she says, alright, here you go. She says, in the past, she says, Four of Swords. She says, in the present, she says, Five of Pentacles. And in the future, Justice.
You can tell me what that means?
She says, that's for you to figure out.
Okay, so it's Four of Swords.
Mm-hmm.
Pentacles and Justice.
Yeah, Five Pentacles.
And what's the number on Justice?
Justice is one of the major arcana.
Oh, okay.
I mean, technically it's the 11th major arcana, but...
Yeah. I can go get my tarot.
She says,
So that my past was the Four of Swords, my
mm-hmm.
present and my future is Justice.
Mm-hmm. Good luck out there, huh?
Yeah, thanks.
All
right. It's definitely a free tarot reading.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Here's your card. Thanks.
I can hear you, you know.
Just the tarot, no reading. Bye.
I know you can hear me.
Bye, Bernice. That's funny. Okay. Well, you wanna...
Let's go check out Ruby.
And check out Ruby?
Yeah.
Do you want to head to the jail and, like, put eyes on him again? Or no?
Well, his accomplice is there, and he's going to lose his mind when we go. So, I think we should give it a day, because we're still going to be here at least for another night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go see if Ruby can get us some information
mm-hmm.
kind of on the DL before we stir up those jokers over in the jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to find a better story for Ruby, though.
Mm-hmm.
Telling her we interrupted a job that she potentially wanted done.
Well, I don't think we tell her that.
Yeah.
We just go and we tell her that we... met up with Bernice because you'd been told that she was a good contact in Umphaloko, and we were
looking
for
a job.
Oh, just
the jobs angle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm really focused on Cloudfang.
Well, while we're there, I'll say something along the lines of,
that was crazy, the dock burning down last night. I heard they arrested a tabaxi named Cloudfang. I used to have a brother named Cloudfang. Do you know anything about him?
I
think it's, you know.
I like it.
Little persuasion. If you catch my drift.
Well, I like it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So we walk over there.
So, you take a walk down the main drag to one of those little bridges that... drawbridges, that's what they call those. Walk over and into this district with these nicer looking houses. In the shadow of the Wizard's Tower, you find the estate you're looking for. Modest compared to the rest of them around here, but definitely nicer than anything on your side of the river. You see a large villa with sort of terracotta style roof, a wall that is stone up to about your waist, and then wrought iron for another 5 feet above that, and then the wall goes into where the front door is, and on the front door is a very fancy filigreed R.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll stroll on up to the door and give it a.
Anyway, after about a minute, the doorway opens, and a tuxedo-colored tabaxi is there in a tuxedo.
Nice.
He's got kind of long, drooping, white whiskers. He says, may I help you?
Yeah, we're looking for Ruby. We were told she was somebody to talk to if we were looking for work.
May I ask who sent you?
Bernice.
Oh, yes. Well, come on in. He gestures for the genie to come in. There's a little sitting room to the side. He says, Master Ruby is a bit indisposed at the moment, but should be available within the quarter hour. Might I offer you some refreshments in the meantime? I've got some fresh lemonade with lemons from Medellos. I've also got some ice water, and it's early enough that I still have some coffee left, if you would like some.
I'll take coffee.
Alright, coffee for you.
We'll take coffee with milk.
Coffee with milk. Would you like the milk in the coffee also?
Yes, please.
Okay. Do either of you have any particular issue with a croissant or a other sort of pastry along with your beverages?
Do you have any butter cookies?
I do have some butter cookies.
I will take some butter cookies.
Sure.
So croissants or butter cookies?
Butter cookies.
All right. Well, I'll be back with two coffees, one with milk and some butter cookies. So yeah, he leaves, leaving the two of you in the sitting room. He shuts a door behind him. There's two doors to this room, both of which are now closed. In this room, you just see the chairs that you're sitting in, little tables next to them, you know, for your coffees and butter cookies, and a large statue of a cat that's sort of in a kind of extended pose. It's a tabaxi, and then it's got water that's coming out of a jug in its hand. It's a water feature.
Oh, okay.
It's just a very pleasant, watery sound that also happens to, you know, kind of mask any noises coming from anywhere else in the house.
Yeah. Is there like bookshelves and stuff, a desk, anything like that?
It's pretty barren. Just these little. There's six chairs. Little tables, and then the water feature, and then just some abstract art on the wall.
Okay, well, not much to see, so I'll probably pace a bit.
Do I notice anything?
Roll me a perception check, sure.
20.
Ooh, nice!
Plus watch.
Ha ha! Plus four. voice.
You notice something that's very hard to notice.
Got that high roll.
The tabaxi water feature, the eyes and the feature are gems. And you're a wizard. You would hazard the guess that they are perhaps maybe magical.
Okay. That's cool. Good catch.
They just... And it's very, like, they blend in very well with the statue. Clearly well made.
And then... But I don't know what kind of magic.
You'd have to identify them or cast detect magic, which... I don't know if you prepared detect magic.
I don't think I did.
It's a first level spell.
Yeah, I didn't.
I didn't know that you had detect magic.
I don't remember.
I don't believe you do. It's in that spell book that you were given, though, so it's something you can pick up for some money.
I've also got... but I have to identify, which I didn't.
Right, and you could cast it, but it'd be a 10-minute ritual. It'd be very obvious that you were casting it.
Yeah.
But still.
It's pretty interesting.
Why is she trying to hide it?
Probably eyes into the room.
You point it out when you see it?
No, I think I'll keep it to myself for right now.
All right, are you trying to hide the fact... Like, roll me a deception check to hide the hide that you've noticed it.
14,
18. Well, nice.
After a few minutes, the butler comes back in and with two cups of coffee, one dark black, the other one a lighter brown, and then two plates of butter cookies.
Nice.
As you pick up a butter cookie and put it in your mouth, it's still warm.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
I start purring.
I've let Ruby know of your arrival, and she will be here momentarily.
Awesome. I'm so sorry. I didn't ask your name.
He says, oh, you can call me Trord.
No! Never again! No!
No, he says...
Use a random name generator.
No, he says, my name is Polk, thank you.
Polk?
P-O-L-K. Yeah.
Okay.
Just couldn't help but do the Jorn thing again. He pulls a mask off. It's a Jorn.
You have the internet at the axis of your fingers.
No, I already had his name. That's where the fuck with you a little bit.
That's funny. Well, thank you, Polk. We appreciate these delicious biscuits. Cookies.
About the point where you've gotten near the bottom of your coffee mugs and most of your butter cookies have been eaten. The door opens, and a large tabaxi, probably a good 6'2".
Damn!
With a just a big furry paunch.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing a, it's kind of a, what would you call that, a halter top?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where it just comes down, like, the belly sticking out from under it.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, like, a pair of, like, very loose-fitting pants.
Okay.
Walks in, yeah, this tabaxi. She's got, her fur is red, unnaturally so perhaps dyed.
Mm.
And she says, hello, my name is Ruby, and welcome to my home, strangers.
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
Your fur is beautiful.
Why, thank you, it costs a lot for it to look this beautiful. Casually just pulls up one of the chairs and sits down, legs just spread wide and, you know, comfortable. And she says, so, you've spoken to Bernice, and Bernice has sent you my way. So that means one of two things. You're looking for help, or you're looking for work.
Option two.
Yes, I didn't get the desperation vibe from you.
Oh, good.
No, I did notice that your friend here clocked my gems.
Your what?
What?
She points at the tabaxi water feature. She says, I don't just come into rooms not knowing who I'm seeing. And your friend picked up on my little scrying gems right away. Very impressive. Speaks to your senses.
Thank you.
I'm just the muscle.
Quite. She says, so, introductions are in order. I'm Ruby. I run this town, at least underground. she says, and who might you be that have so brazenly come into my home?
My name is Yana. Yeah. I didn't give Bernice my real name. I didn't give her a name at all, did I?
You did not.
Okay,
she didn't ask for one.
Yeah, I'm wearing yellow.
She just told you. You just told her that you were working for Talia.
Yeah. My name's Yana.
And I'm Tony.
And roll me a deception check with advantage, because I would say that this is.
I have a color code and everything.
A white lie.
deception. I'm pretty good at that. 18
with advantage.
Oh.
Same thing. 18.
And your name? Tony.
Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Yana and Tony. All right. Well. And if you know Bernice, I'm assuming one of you is already a member of some underground somewhere. Yeah,
I'm from up in Tabar.
Tabar. Which family?
Arena.
Talia's group. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well. Welcome to Umfaloko, the city of cats.
Yeah. Passing through.
And so are you in the business, as it were? Or?
Just started.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're the apprentice and you're the master, then?
I don't think I'd put it that way.
I think we've just teamed up because it's convenient right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Partnership of convenience. Yes, I'm well acquainted with those.
I mean, traveling these roads by yourself...
Only for the foolish or the very strong, yes.
Yeah.
Did you stop at the Dayaway roadside, or Dayaway roadhouse on your way down?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, there's one. Morana, she says.
Yeah, apparently.
There's one who could travel the roads alone. Old friend of mine.
Oh, cool.
Yes, we used to adventure together back in the day.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yes, she retired there, I retired here, she says. We each have our own vices.
That's really cool. I really want to be an adventurer, so I'm super excited. I was really excited to meet her, and now I'm really excited to meet you.
I recommend it, yes. Those that survive have become quite fabulously powerful and wealthy.
Yeah, it's mostly the wealth. That's what I want.
Also, I will say that your characters do know the bartender let slip that Morana could stop time, which means that she was at least a 17th level character.
Yeah.
And so you get the idea that maybe Ruby also is.
Yeah, super fucking powerful. Super fucking powerful. Do I get an idea from Ruby what her class probably is?
Oh, rogue. 100% rogue.
100% rogue. Woo, that's dangerous! We could be murdered! Okay.
No, she could kill both of you in one round.
Yeah, just...
And not break a sweat. Sure. It wouldn't even be a challenge.
I didn't realize how dangerous rogues were until I started watching Critical Role, and then I was like, oh, Jesus. That was 80 points of damage in one hit! Whew! Fuck!
Yeah.
Anyway,
she says, okay, so you need my help, yes. Or not my help, you need work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were wondering if you had any jobs that you needed done. We have some experience. We've had quite some success lately, and always looking for a little extra coin, and don't mind helping out people.
How are you on your morals? Is wet work acceptable for you?
No.
Okay, it's good.
I don't mind killing a man, but I don't want to just do that. Did a lot of that.
I appreciate the honesty. Yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love fucking around and finding out.
Yes.
Doesn't bother me.
Well,
at all.
You want to be an adventurer. That's not a surprise.
Yeah. I just don't want to murder anybody in cold blood. Not anymore. Meh.
Understandable. All right. Well, that's why I asked.
I appreciate that. I don't know. I didn't let you answer, but I kind of assumed the answer.
No, that was...
Yeah, okay. It's only been a couple days, but... Yeah.
She says, she kind of looks at each of you, and she says, okay, well, how about the opposite, then? Instead of taking a life saving line.
Okay.
She says, it'd be quite dangerous. If you get caught, I would have no knowledge of you, of course. Mm-hmm. And the pay would be very, very handsome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She says, one of my employees has gotten himself in
prison. I knew it!
I did too. I was just like, out of game, I wanted to be like, hey.
Twist? Okay, sorry.
She says, at the backseat, and his clumsy sidekick.
Mm, okay.
Oh!
Yeah?
Are you talking about, Cloud thing?
The smile on her face drops for a second. She says, well, you have to tell me what you already know.
We know that Cloud Fang was arrested for burning down the dock yesterday.
What else do you know?
I mean, I think he might be my brother, but that's to be determined. I mean, Cloud Fang isn't that unusual of a name, but he looks like the Cloud Fang I remember, and he's about the right age. That's what I know.
Roll me a deception check. Live omission.
Oh my god.
I don't think it's going to be that bad, though. Because we didn't...
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I'm trying to decide what Taika's doing right now, too.
Deception?
Is this freaking you out?
Yeah, 100%.
Roll me a deception check.
Okay. Yeah, because Taika's like... Not that dramatic, but...
I got an 11.
14. I also just got done coming to the realization that she could murder me without even breathing.
Why would she murder us over that?
She says, look, if you're going to be my employee, I have one rule, and it kind of leads to several other rules. Don't fuck with me.
Okay.
That's the rule. And so... Part of that is, don't lie to me. And I can tell that you're not telling me everything.
Okay.
Especially the look on her face.
I rolled higher! I'm not losing it that much!
No. I rolled and she beat both of you by a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll tell her.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get the box out of my...
So, when we first got to town, we went to Bob and Fred's Bob and Thread. To get some work, and they needed a crate out of one of the docks that was being held there for an exorbitant amount. And so we just used some razzle dazzle. I used some spells and things to make a diversion so that we could go get the crate out of
the false fire at Dock 7. Yeah,
yes,
it was a supremely well executed plan.
I'll be honest; I thought that was a little beyond Cloud Fang's abilities.
Unfortunately, Cloud Fang was in the same place we were.
Well, Cloud Fang was supposed to steal that gym like 3 days ago, so I don't know. I think you gave him the opportunity that he had been dithering for.
Well, the other thing is that when he came up behind me because we were leaving because we didn't want to run into somebody else, he said, you saw my face, so I'll kill you now. And I took this off his body after I stabbed him. And I hand her the box.
She picks it up and looks at it.
I'm keeping his bag of holding.
Not mine to take.
Okay.
She says, I could see why you might be a little remiss to tell me this. But I assure you, I don't take you stabbing my mercenary personally. She says... He was the fool that got Saul, and so he got what he got. She says, that's all there is to it. And now he's in a jail cell, and I have the gin. But I do take care of my own, so I would still like him out of jail especially before he starts talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense.
Is that something that you would be interested in doing for me?
I think we could do that.
I mean, you get to talk to him. Figure out what's up.
And he's your brother, too, so maybe it'd be a nice family reunion, you know, hug, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever.
So I got a question about that. What connection does he have with this wizard? What's that connection?
She says, I assume you're referring to Pensilia?
Nah. Old Penny is what Bernice called her.
Oh, yes, yes, the wizard in the tower across the street, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, as I recall, Cloudfang was the indentured servant of Old Penny, and then purchased his freedom a few years back.
How do you... Wait, I'm sorry, is the indentured servitude really normal in this world? In this?
No, it is quite outlawed.
So Old Penny's just like, I own people
a jerk.
Now?
Yeah.
Yes, and I assume that, I mean, I don't think it was publicly known. I know about it, of course, because I have a relationship with Cloudfang. Employer-employee relationship.
How did that come about?
He was apparently taken as a little kitten.
What about his parents?
He doesn't know who they are.
Hmm.
At least if he did, he didn't tell me. I didn't think he was lying, though. He's got to tell.
Hmm. Any of his other brothers and sisters out and about still?
Either other than the one that I met 2 days ago.
She says, no, none that I'm aware of. But I'm sure you would know better than I.
I'm in the same situation. I don't know where any of my siblings are.
The same situation? You were also imprisoned by a wizard.
I was.
I know, right?
Different wizard, but yeah.
What are the fucking odds?
Yeah.
Right?
There's something more to this. I'm not sure
exactly.
What.
Something.
It's weird as fuck. It's weird as fuck.
I mean, first of all, there's the great risk. I mean, indentured servitude is outlawed, so you'd be doing it at great criminal risk.
Mm-hmm.
Why would multiple wizards need tabaxi kittens? Did they perform any experimentations on you or anything like that?
I don't know, did they?
it's your
not
character.
That I recall.
Huh. Just used you as a
yeah,
girlfriend?
I was just rodent control. Like, they just had me catch rats and things. Like, real demeaning work.
Hmm.
I was just a glorified servant, really. Not even a servant. I was imprisoned. Like, I was enslaved. It wasn't paid or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Quite vexing.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah.
I know who could answer all your questions.
Who?
Old Penny across the street.
Yeah, how quickly would you say Old Penny could kill you?
Depends on the situation, to be honest.
I mean, if you were to go in...
She says if Old Penny saw me coming, it might take a little longer than if Old Penny didn't, if you know what I mean.
But it would be dangerous for you to...
Give me 6 seconds in a dark corner, I'll put Old Penny in the ground. But...
Fair enough. Us, however.
I'm not saying you go over there and beat down her door or anything. I'm just letting you know where the answers are.
Yeah.
Or with Cloudfang.
How many siblings did you have?
I was one of six.
So that's 2 of 6.
Yeah, so there's 4 more.
Where are the other 4 that they're indentured by wizards?
Well, I mean... I guess that's an assumption that the other 4 are with wizards, but I guess it's not so far off now that we know 2
yeah.
of us.
Yeah, I mean, 1, I would have said no way in hell, but
yeah.
2, now I'm like, just extrapolate, it just keeps going. It's fucking, that's
well,
fucked up.
There's only 1 wizard tower in Umphaloko, so maybe it's
mm-hmm.
1 per town.
Yeah. And where, you were in, where were you?
Taxum.
In Taxum. Okay. Well, that's interesting. That means it's a really good reason to go to some different fucking towns.
Yeah, it's weird.
Jesus fucking Christ. Scared the loving fuck out of me.
The funny thing was that was in my bag.
He's been laying on it for a while. He's just been slowly edging the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's some fuckery afoot. I think. I mean, can we tell if Ruby is telling us the truth about Penny?
Well, I mean, insect check.
Can I as well? Oh, nat 20, motherfucker! I love him, nat 20. That makes 21.
That's 12.
Oh, roll an at 20.
What, you get it back when you roll an at 20?
That's a new rule.
I like that rule. I like that rule a lot.
Yeah, it's good.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Well, that's why you lose them at a long rest, too. Really
yeah.
encouraging people to use them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so I had a 12.
All right. So, if she is lying, she is such an adept liar that you have no tells. But
yeah.
she seems to be telling the truth.
Okay. Cool.
And that's with a nat 20.
That's with her nat 20.
Okay. So, I mean, we can go and check in with Penthesilea. Is that...
Yeah, so you can just call her Old Penny.
Yeah.
Or Penny for short.
Maybe we leave her alone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm tempted to do that, but I just really want some answers.
Does Old Penny go out to eat anywhere?
She rarely leaves her tower. She usually sends her lessers out on her behalf.
Yeah.
I think we should probably just put together our plan for breaking out Cloudfang and his dum-dum assistant.
What's the dum-dum's name?
I have it written down. Oliver. His name is Oliver. You know, he looks like an Oliver, too. You'll understand when you see him.
Well, we've already seen him, haven't we?
You kind of get a glimpse of him in the dark.
Was he human?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am super curious. What's that thing do?
Which thing?
That thing. I point to the box that I gave her.
Well, I'm assuming that your wizard has already identified it, so you know. It is a soul gem. It contains a soul.
Whose soul does it contain? That's what I should have asked first. I wasn't trying to bury the lead.
Well, she says, can't tell you that right now.
Huh.
She says, let's just say it's somebody very important, and that they were trying to get smuggled around without being noticed, hence... She points to the very generic-looking crate.
Hmm. Are you interrupting the smuggling or assisting the smuggling?
She says, intercepting.
Nice.
Diverting it to a more interested party.
Do you know how to get rid
of
this?
She says, now normally I would pay for, you'd have to pay for that, but that one's free.
Hmm. I'll take it.
Since you've given it back to me, so dutifully.
Do you know how to get rid of this? And I take off my glove.
Oh, yes, the magical ward. Well, don't feel ashamed. A master wizard put that on there, and even I would have a hard time.
I thought I had it. I had no expectations that I didn't have it. I was pretty mad.
They're sneaky like that. They actually give you a more obvious route for disarming it that fools you into trapping. Anyway, she says, yes, just 1 second. And she says, Polk. The universal solvent, please.
Universal solvent? Is that a thing in D&D?
I think it is, yeah.
Or did you just make that up?
I believe it is. It may not be called exactly that, but yeah.
I love it. That's fantastic.
So Polk comes back a moment later with a little glass jar with a dropper.
And that takes care of it?
So she drops it on your hand, and it just slowly starts to fade away as you rub it.
Oh, thank goodness. I was really upset to walk around with just, like, a red alert on my hands. Not knowing. I'm really glad we got rid of that soul thing. I was real nervous carrying that around. You don't keep your hands on cargo like that.
Yeah.
You pass it off and get the fuck out.
She says you can trade well.
Yeah. Do you talk to the Arena family often?
She says, not particularly, no. I mean, they have their business in the bar and I have my business here. It's seldom, I mean, even though we all write next door to each other, effectively, we seldom work together.
Hmm. Cool.
She says they do most of their importing and exporting from the coast since they're on the ocean front.
Yep. Makes sense. So anything else we should know about getting to Cloudfang?
Well, he said he's in a prison. The cell he's in is barred with adamantium bars.
Adamantium? They don't fuck around down here. Is that normal?
Yeah, for a lot of...
Oh, okay. All
right. Because, I mean, you have magic in the world. You got to have stronger bars, right? There is a window, but it is also barred.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware, there's no anti-magic chicanery or anything like that. I'm sure they would have... I'm sure they have something to prevent him from casting spells. So perhaps lead manacles, or maybe they have him gagged. I don't know. They undoubtedly would have taken his spell book.
And do you know anything about the sheriff? Did notice that she was an elf.
Sheriff Inari Altor, yes, my sworn nemesis.
Wait, what's her name?
Inari, I-N-A-R-I, Altor, A-L-T-O-R. Sheriff Altor, yes, elven sheriff, quite uncommon in Umfaloko to have a government official that's not at the backseat, but, she's been in the post for, about a decade now. We've been playing a game of cat and mouse. Of course, me being the cat. she's a do-gooder. She says, if she finds out that you're working for me and trying to bust him out, she'll throw you right in the cell. Thankfully, though, she's, she believes in the, what's the word I'm looking for? The... Actually, now I lost Thor.
I was going to say, you have an assistant. Oh, hello, assistant.
Well, hey, Polk, did you bring that universal solvent for me?
Oh, no, that makes it way worse.
She's a big fan of the idea of rehabilitative justice. You're not going to lose a hand or anything with her, but...
Okay. She's got really well-guarded jails.
Really strongly. I wouldn't say well-guarded. I think she usually has one or two people there at a time keeping an eye on things, but the bars are very strong.
Are the locks unusual?
She says they're masterwork.
That's what, just like 25 plus?
Like 20-25, yeah.
20-25, okay. Okay.
Pickable if you have the time.
Or if we can get the key.
She says, there's an alley that leads to the back window. She says, you'll be able to... You'll be able to... Now, Polk, that is my DM screen, Polk. She says, Paul, off the table. You know better. He's like, well, I don't want to be here if I can't get up on the table. I'm out. Take your pets and shove them. she says, yes, so there is a window in the alleyway. You can look there.
Okay.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Can you think of anything?
I can't.
She puts her hands on her knees and says, we're going to give you a lesson for free. She says, professional to professional, retired adventurer to wannabe adventurer. We haven't settled on price.
Oh, yeah.
That's something you could always do before taking a job.
We're in it to look for her brother. if we can get him out, if we can get him out and get him to you, 750 gold each.
She says there's two of them, you know.
So 1,800 gold each?
I would have started at 1,000, yes. 1,000 gold for each of you. That's 1,000 gold for each person to break them out of prison. I think a more than adequate compensation, don't you think?
Especially since you're highballing me, and I was the one trying to get money.
She says,
1,000 gold.
She says, well, I am a retired...
Well, didn't you say 1,800?
No, I said 750 first.
Right.
And then he was like, sell more.
she says, look, I believe in paying people what they're worth. And I also have more money than I could ever spend in a lifetime.
That's appreciated.
She says, me, Murata, our crew, she says, let's just say that we slew more than one dragon.
Nice. Did you guys have a name?
We probably did, and it escapes me at this moment.
I like how Tyka's apparently just a fangirl.
It's the life.
So fucking cool.
She says, tell you what, you finish this job and over a drink I'll share a few stories with you of our adventuring days. Give you a name, some more details, things like that.
When you make them up. Hi. How's it going?
doing?
And she says, so, I think we're all settled here. She says, hopefully you've learned some lessons about taking work.
And we bring them back here?
She says,
where do you want
excellent
them?
Question. If it's the pride of daylight, do not bring them back here.
What are we supposed to do with them, then?
Take them to Bernice's.
Hey.
Okay.
And then Bernice will let me know when they're here.
Okay. Sounds good.
It'll be closer to the jail, easier to get them there anyway, I think. She says, one more thing. It gave you the rules.
Mm-hmm.
The one rule, don't fuck with me. She says, and I just want to reiterate that. Well, don't fuck with me. She says,
we won't.
She says, I'm a very jolly person, but I'm not one to be crossed.
Mm-hmm. We can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good. I think Polk has made some butter cookies for you to take with you.
Thanks, Polk.
And she says, I'll be waiting for Bernice's message sender.
Okay. Thank you. I stand up and grab my cookies and walk home.
Yeah. So now we gotta figure out how we're gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to the scratching post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Get some lunch and kind of figure out what we're gonna do next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chill out. Yeah, we didn't die. That's really good news.
I know, right? I was real scared.
I was worried.
I mean,
it's not like we were going to do anything with that soul jar thing anyway.
Well, and really I really wasn't lying. I just
didn't share
everything because I wasn't sure how much she needed to know.
Yep. I think it turned out the best it possibly could have.
I hope so.
Considering all things. I mean, we got rid of that fucking soul jar. Who the fuck knows what's in there? And we got a job for fucking 1,000 gold each. We have to confront a man that we nearly murdered. So there's some give and take.
But maybe, so I think I should use one of my spells, Disguise,
mm-hmm.
and dress like the sheriff, and if we could just...
Time it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you put a cloak or something on so they can't see your face.
Maybe you put me in irons. Like, the sheriff is bringing somebody, like,
3 Right, and I just, like, grab them as well,
uh-huh.
and then march them to Bernice's, and hopefully nobody notices.
Yeah, well, like, that could be, like, you being the sheriff and me being in irons that could get us in, and then we figure out how to break into his cell, and then we all leave.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good way to get us in past whatever Chud is just, like, sitting there sleeping, dozing at 3 a.m. or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess we're going to wait till middle of the night.
I'll give you just one piece of the thing that you and your character would know that you calling may not realize. Disguise self disguises your appearance, but not your voice.
Oh. So, yeah. Oh.
The funny thing was that I didn't know either of you were there. I just saw a little cat fall shooting past the table and come back.
That's a good thing to keep in mind. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Hmm. Interesting. While we're thinking, we're walking back to the scratching
place. Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. Is there anyone that would have more information about how the jail is run? Or how the sheriff's holding cell was run?
Yeah, we'd want to be careful about who we ask.
Right.
We all,
oh, yeah. 100%.
So far, all the only people we know in town so far are...
Do you think Bernice would know?
Maybe. You want to head back there and see what she has to say?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
Okay.
Can we go back to Bernice's?
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you buy a man?
No.
That's hilarious.
So you walk past Trace. Trace is like, maps?
I'll get you on the way out.
Mm-hmm. So you walk back to the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You knock.
Mm-hmm.
The little thing. Ah, it's you again. Door opens.
I'll walk in. I'm not worried anymore.
We walk in and we sit down at the table.
Mm-hmm. I'll sit down this time.
Did you come back for another tarot reading?
not this time. I was wondering...
He appears at the table.
So good to see you again. I was wondering if you have any information about how the jail is run.
Yeah, I mean, I know all about it. What do you want to know?
Do you know... Is the sheriff there all the time, or do they take some time off? Like, are they there overnight?
No, she just works the days.
Okay.
So, you know, she's there, you know, usually about 7 in the morning. Leaves about 7 at night.
Okay.
Doesn't have much of a home life.
Does she go anywhere, or does she go straight home?
She says, I don't follow her every night. I think some nights she goes home, some nights she goes out, gets a drink.
Okay. Do you know where?
Yeah, she drinks at the Jester's Flagon.
Jester's Flagon?
Mm-hmm. She says it's one of the nicer bars. It's kind of near over off the road near the palace.
Mm-hmm.
They have shows and stuff there.
Hmm. It's up near the palace, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever had the fortune of breaking somebody out of the jail?
Mm-hmm.
And if you did, how did you do it?
Me personally, no. I don't get involved. I just watch and talk. And watch and talk.
Have you seen anybody be successful?
Oh, yeah. There's a jail's practically a revolving door.
Is it real? Can I roll an insight?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Oof. I might go ahead and use my new tactical assessment. Investigation, history, or insight. Yeah, so I will spend a super die and add that. Oh, maybe it's not worth it.
Polk, you're no longer in the story.
11.
They got their butter cookies and they left Polk.
I'm always in the story.
I'm going to try it. Oh, yeah, that's not bad. So I rolled a 10 plus 1 plus 6, so 17.
You get the idea that she's exaggerating,
mm-hmm.
but that she definitely knows some things about it.
Okay.
And you also get the idea that her... that... No, not on the table. you get the idea that one of her ideals is she likes giving knowledge, but she likes to do it in a kind of obfuscated way, sort of a...
Okay.
She likes to give you the knowledge you need, but she doesn't like to explain...
Well, she is an imp.
Yeah,
no.
But she doesn't like to explain exactly how.
Impish.
Impish, yep. So...
So it sounds like it's not...
Maybe, yeah. Who keeps the keys?
Well, the keys are there in the... So you go into the constabulary, there's like a main room, a desk, and then there's a locked door that goes into the cells. There's 6 cells, and the keys for them are in the main room, usually on the jailer on duty.
Jailer on duty.
And, so that person has 1 set of keys, and then the captain always has a set of keys.
You mean the sheriff?
Captain Sheriff, yeah.
Okay.
Sheriff has keys on him at all times.
Okay. And then...
Her?
She does, yeah.
And then how many jailers at night, like, say 3 in the morning, just 1 guy?
It's usually 2 people.
2 people.
That way, if someone needs to take a piss, the place isn't left abandoned. She says, I can tell you the most foolproof way to get him out.
What's that?
Yeah.
But that will cost you.
How much? Cost?
She says...
Just a tarot reading, right?
She says, I should be charging for those tarot readings. They're so good.
I was going to let you give me one for money.
She says, well, that's interesting.
Have I just walked into a pile of poo here? What just happened?
She says, okay. She says, you give me 25 gold, I read your tarot. I'll tell you the most reliable way to get somebody out of there.
All right, insight. Does she seem like she's being truthful, that she actually does know a way to...
I'll let your existing one ride.
Okay.
She does know a way, and imps love nothing more than bargains.
Okay, all right. Am I getting myself into a bargain here that's going to bite me in the ass later?
It'll be an arcana check.
Okay. Oh, no. Nope, not that. Ooh, negative one, so that's a 7. It doesn't matter. I'm paying the money. You said 25 gold?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hope I don't regret this.
We can also split it.
Nah. No, it's not the money I'm worried about. It's about whatever I just bargained. I don't know what it is.
Okay. So, she takes your 25 gold.
Mm-hmm.
And says, thank you. She shuffles the tarot cards.
Okay.
She flips out the past. It is the devil. She
flick my horn.
She flips out the middle. It is the twins.
Hmm. Okay.
And then she pulls out the third one, the future. It is the hanged man.
Oh, that's not great.
And she says, there you go.
Where's the reading?
It's for you to decide. I just flipped the cards.
Is that how this normally goes?
No, but you can look up.
Okay. I was like, huh? The last one was the hanged man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She says, you all want me to read your future or something? No, the cards are personal. I just work with it. And I flip them out. It's up for you to decide what they mean. I don't like to tell people those things.
Okay. A lot of damn money.
Wanted me to interpret the cards for them. What's wrong with these people?
A lot of money for just some cards. Well, what's your info?
If we go back to the scratching post, I can probably figure it out for you.
I was fine. I'm just mad. 25 gold, you got it for free.
Well, the 25 gold is for the is for the key piece of information that she's about to lay on you.
Yeah.
Give me my information.
She says, all right. She says, there's no anti-magic runes in this jail.
Okay.
And there's a window.
Oh, just fucking teleport in and out? I can't do that.
She says, but she can.
Can you?
Well, I can, I've got the vortex warp, so I could theoretically, if I can see them,
uh-huh,
move them, right?
You can move someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can only move somebody else with that spell. She can it doesn't actually work on herself.
Nice! That's awesome! That's so awesome! Okay.
25 gold well spent.
I guess so.
And for the tarot reading on top of it.
You just did the tarot reading for fun. You always do them for free, don't you?
She says, I don't like doing them. But sometimes I feel like I have to.
Hmm.
Other times, I feel compelled to.
That became very unsettling very quickly. Thanks. Yep. Yep.
There's a reason we imps are so popular among the mortal folk.
Fair enough.
Well, pleasure doing business with you.
Mm-hmm.
She picks up the tarot deck and puts it into hammer space, essentially.
What?
Just puts it in a pocket that doesn't seem big enough to hold it, and it disappears.
Hammer space?
It's a Looney Tunes reference.
Okay.
Bugs Bunny pulling a hammer out of a...
Oh, okay. I was like, this is a reference I have not ever heard.
About lunchtime. You guys want to play some cards or something?
I think we're going to go... Yeah?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we have to go plan our... Or business.
Yeah, you're right. You need four for euchre anyway, so yous all better get going.
Euchre. I've never in my life played a game of euchre.
They taught it to us in PE classes.
Oh my god, it's fucking crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have note cards?
I do.
Ooh. What was that?
Oh, it was the, my water on the...
Oh.
They're upstairs.
That's okay. Right. I can just message it to you.
I'll have to make sure I have some for our next session.
Yeah.
Are these secrets?
They are.
Oh, got a little good secret note.
It's not necessary that I send it now. I just want to... I wanted to hand it to you because that's funner,
yeah.
But next time.
Well, you should send it before you forget what it is.
No, I know what it is. I've been thinking of it for a week.
Okay.
So we're good. I know.
Alright, well, you guys gotta get your lunch. You're real busy now. Get on out of here. I'll find someone else to play cards
with. Have a good day, Bernice.
Don't let the door hit you.
Okie doke. You ready?
Yep. So go back to the scratching post and find our corner table and kind of hash out a plan.
Right. As you guys get to walk into the scratching post, see Sam the bartender waves at you all and then gestures you over.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Hello. Just want to make sure you wanted room for another night. You paid for a night.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
What was that cost again?
She says, for the... it's 5 silver pieces.
5 silver. Okay.
Great. She says, just the one night, or do you want us to hold it for a couple?
You want to do two nights, just
two
in
nights.
Case? Yeah.
Just a gold piece then, alright. Gold piece each. Or 10 silver, your choice.
Yeah. Okay. And then just DM question, Van, the Aarakocra, was he going to Rakkad?
Yes, he'll be going to Rakkad in a few days.
Okay. And so are Abe, Gabe, and Mark.
Yes, by different routes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, okay. That was just a memory question that I had. So, I think it's pretty simple, then. We just go in at 3 a.m.
We go to the window.
Yeah.
And we vortex ward them out.
Mm-hmm.
Warp.
Sorry, my handwriting's
there. No, I mean, I think that sounds super easy. I'm worried that
how do we keep them from running away? Like, do we have some sort of... I guess what I'm thinking is... Should we disguise ourselves?
Yeah. As you mentioned, and I flutter my wings a little. There's not a lot hiding that. I think maybe we just mentioned
we
who
just
send us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who sent us? To...
And then they aren't gonna fuck with us because they don't want her to come after them.
Also, yeah. I figure you can hide your wings under like a cloak or something whenever you need to, like just wrap them close to your body.
Because I was also thinking I could disguise myself like Ruby, and then they wouldn't fuck with me.
Yeah, she wouldn't be out doing work, though.
But would they figure that out? They were already pretty dumb.
I, if you want to, I'm not going to stand in the way. I am not able to disguise myself much more than throwing my cloak over these wings, so...
Yeah. I think we'll be fine, and then... It kind of, maybe he'll, like, once I don't know, because I don't know what my given name was, so it's not like he's going to remember, but, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just tell him Ruby sent us and that we got to get him to safety, to Bernice's.
Get him to Bernice's. And it's going to be dark again. It's going to be 3 a.m. again, so...
Oh, yeah, y'all might want to let know Bernice. Well, I'll assume that when you were with Bernice that you let her know that you
were
bringing...
Right. Yeah, we would have. We totally would have. That was, like, the main part of the plan. I think that's... Yeah.
Yeah. I just dropped some hair.
I was like, well, he was looking at something. Oh, he's starting to chew on his little... On his little tail.
Yeah. Gives it some character.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... You eat your lunch.
Uh-huh.
You talk about your plan.
No.
What do you do after that?
Maybe take a nap.
Yeah.
A little siesta. It's gonna
probably
be
take a nap.
Long night.
Yep.
All right. You'll take a nap in your rooms, sleeping away the hot afternoon.
After I've said good afternoon to Tony, I will come back out of my room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for Abe, Gabe, or Mark.
All right. You search around mm-hmm. the scratching post. You go up to the second floor balcony, and you see Mark sitting by himself at a table reading a book.
Hey, Mark!
Oh, hello! Oh.
Didn't mean to wake you.
No, I was just reading the book. I forget the name of the series. He says it's really good. Anyway, it's about this woman who gets powers on a battlefield and goes on the.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I wanted to know how much for you to carry a letter to Rakad for me.
Oh, for you, I'd be happy to do that. No charge.
How much for you to take a letter to Rakad and then post it to someone in Tabar for me?
I mean, as long as it's stamped, I can drop it off at the post box for you.
Is there there's a postal service?
Of course.
Awesome. Are you sure? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You all saved our lives. I mean, we.
Oh, okay. That's right. We did.
I mean, I know Graham and Moore paid you, but like we owe you a considerable debt.
Awesome. All right, well, I'll give him a letter that I totally have written
mm-hmm.
And ask him, just whenever you get to Rakad, post it to Tabar, and it's signed and everything on the front. So it's got Talia's name and address on mm-hmm. it, essentially.
If he recognizes the name, he doesn't betray it at all. So.
Okay, cool.
Well, yeah, he puts it in his coat pocket.
I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Happy to help.
Awesome.
Are you all staying here then, or?
We got maybe another day, maybe two here, and then we're gonna go somewhere else. I don't know where, but somewhere.
Wherever the wind takes you.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah.
The life of an adventurer.
Hopefully, that's the goal. That's the goal.
All right. Well, have fun with that.
Have a good day.
Well, thanks. I will.
And then I will go nap.
Awaken as the sun gets low in the sky, and the cool evening air starts to blow into the windows of your room.
Mm-hmm.
You come back out into the lobby. What do you do?
Eat dinner.
Yeah, probably eat dinner and go mm-hmm. for a little walkety walk around town, see if what we can see. maybe find ourselves near the jail. Just kind of see what's going on over there. And, nonchalantly.
Mm-hmm.
So you go out for an evening constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
A digestive, if you will, mm-hmm. for your evening meal.
A poop walk.
A poop walk.
Walk down the road towards the main drag, up the main drag towards the palace. And as you get near the palace, you see the constabulary right there on the main strip. Two doors down from the Jester's Flagon.
Hmm. Oh, it's two doors down from the Jester's Flagon.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't mentioned.
Yeah, but we're going to be there at 3 a.m.
I know.
Is she really going to be at the
Jester's
Flagon?
I just thought it was
Flagon
a lot farther away.
So, I mean, maybe that's something we do is we check the Jester's Flagon
mm-hmm.
For the sheriff to leave now that we know how close it is.
Just make sure it's not, like, still super busy or anything.
And so, I'd say it is, it's only about 5 or 6.
Oh, wow.
In the afternoon.
In the evening, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Though the sun's starting to go down. It's spring. The days are getting longer, but.
Yeah.
Not quite there yet.
Not quite there yet.
We can't think of anything to prepare ourselves for. Like, anything to do to prepare.
Yeah, I really can't either. Like,
you go in the alleyway, take a look in the windows?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, how long does that take?
It doesn't take long.
Yeah. So we go in the alleyway and we look in the windows. Mm-hmm. What do we see?
Right, so you go down the alleyway. So the constabulary has a main room up front, and then behind it are you getting brownie?
Yes.
I'm going to grab a second one.
Do you want
a
brownie?
Yes, please.
Plate?
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah. Are you getting a brownie?
So basically, the constabulary office is kind of a rectangular shape, and then the jail portion of it sticks out the back of it, kind of long, like a long rectangle, so
mm-hmm.
it's like an upside down T.
Okay.
But uppercase T. Yeah, like that. And so the alley actually follows around, so the alley actually kind of goes up and around.
So, like, up and then here?
Yeah. And the six windows, there's three on each side of that.
Thank you. Oh, so each cell does have a window?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's good to know.
And on each side, too, right?
Well, there's three windows on each side, so there's...
Right. So there's six total.
Mm-hmm.
And so, is that three cells?
Six cells.
Oh,
each
so each one. Okay, I got it.
No.
So each cell has one window.
Okay.
Okay.
Would we be seen if we went down the alleyway, or we already have?
You haven't done any alleyway yet. Roll me a perception check.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, mine was only 11.
Natural 20?
No, 16.
No. You're 20, okay. So, he does, as you get near the constabulary, you see some guards coming in and out of it, but you don't see any guards in the alleyway or anything like that. When you look to the rooftops and stuff, you don't see anybody like that's kind of perched watching this.
Okay.
And that...
What is the building off to the side, like, on either side?
On one side, it's a general goods store.
Okay. And what's on the other side?
It is a... Looks to be some sort of, like, blacksmith or something to that effect.
So this is the building up front, and then it goes down this way?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is, like, the sheriff's office, and then this is the jail behind it. And then here's the store, and here's the blacksmith.
Oh, okay.
And then, assuming there's probably another building back here.
Is there something behind
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there's a building back there.
Do we know what it is?
It's just another, like, it's like a farrier.
Okay. So,
And then it's right off the main road.
Okay.
Is it completely enclosed, the courtyard?
The alleyway? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you say enclosed, you mean like...
There's only... The only entrances and exits are on the side of the building.
Yeah.
So it is a U. It doesn't mm-hmm. have two thoroughfares. Okay.
So we couldn't necessarily get to the farrier from here. Or...
Right.
And we couldn't get to that alleyway from the farrier.
Right. Okay. The farrier has a back door, but it looks pretty shut and locked and bolted.
Okay.
Okay.
And so you get the idea that perhaps this is why there's nobody watching the alley, because there's only two ways in and out of the alley. The alleyway seems to be designed mainly so that there's light and air for the
mm-hmm.
for the prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely guards posted on the there's guards coming in and out of the front door and walking up and down the street. So
mm-hmm.
getting into that alleyway might be
okay.
But at 3 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m. I think it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ideally we would find out exactly where they are now, but I think it's more risky to try and find that. Yeah.
Agreed. Totally agreed. Yeah.
Cool.
I think it's a good plan.
Yeah, I mean, maybe... So we've already talked to Bernice.
Mm-hmm.
We got our marching orders from Ruby. I mean, should we go into the... What is it? The Jester's flagon and just kind of check it out? Or do you think we should stay right out of it?
I think that our faces being around here very much is going to... higher likelihood that we're going to be recognized the more often we are in this district.
Fair.
Because they're, even if they don't live here, all these guards are walking up and down, clocking faces around them.
Fair. Okay. Back to the shitty part of town!
Drinks!
Alright, so you're back to the discussion
booth?
But
not too many.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll go back for a couple of ales, hang out with our friends. Again, alibi.
Yep, I like it. I like it a lot. It worked really well last time. Exceptionally well.
So we'll just kind of hang out with our new friends, because Van's still there, mm-hmm. right? And then the three brothers and the couple, the old couple.
Mm-hmm. Graham and Moore.
And then we'll just listen to their traveling mm-hmm. stories and keep an eye on the clock. And
As you all are having your evening drinks with Van, Abe, Gabe, Mark, and others,
mm-hmm.
others who aren't important enough to have a name, Van says, did you hear about the dock fire?
I did. It's crazy.
It says apparently they caught the people that were going that performed the action.
Hmm.
This unfortunately has delayed me. It says no ships have been allowed to dock or undock since the fire happened.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is quite unfortunate. He says. Any delay is money out of my pocket. He says, but apparently the Queen is going to be making a statement about it at the docks tomorrow.
Wow. Nice.
Well, I mean, what else does she do? She's the queen of a city.
I've never met a queen before, or had any experience with a queen at all.
Sounds like a mayor.
Well, you're referring to the magistrate, Magistrate Farrell. Right. She'll also be there, no doubt.
Which one's Farrell? Magistrate?
Magistrate Trix Farrell. She's the leader of this city, the true power.
Oh.
The queen is just a relic from back in the...
figurehead.
A figurehead from back in the Devalian Empire days.
Hmm.
He says, now, of course, that was in the Enneadic era, before the Age of Gods.
Oh, yeah, in the Enneadic era.
Sure.
Before the Age of Gods.
Because back then they only had 9 gods, can you imagine?
Oh! Crazy, right? 9 gods, that's weird.
I know. Very limited.
Yeah.
Very basic. So anyway, hopefully the queen will be announcing that things will be coming back to normal and we can get back on with the shipping on schedule.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, surely they can't keep... they caught the guys. Surely they can't keep the docks closed down for any longer, right?
That is the assertion of myself and the other merchants.
Yeah.
Sheriff Altor, however, believes that there is some sort of deeper... conspiracy with all of this.
Really? Like what?
Shakes it. He shrugs his shoulders. He says, I don't know. The whole thing stinks to me of just bureaucratic inefficiencies.
Hmm.
He says, you put an Eric Coker like me in charge, we'd be back shipping today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take, Tyco to the side mm-hmm. to have a chat because they're not going to open up shipping again while the fugitives are on the loose, right?
Hmm. Maybe.
I guess my concern. I guess they wouldn't necessarily be looking for us, though. They'd be looking for them.
Mm-mm.
That's not our problem.
It's a whole bunch of not our problem.
Yeah.
Our problem is 1,000 gold. 2,000 gold we about
Jeez.
To get.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay,
that's
never
money.
Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it.
I get you, but
yeah.
That's a them problem, not an us problem.
Yeah.
We can buy more drinks tonight.
Yeah.
We're about to be rich.
What time is it?
I mean, what time do you want it to be? You're the ones.
2 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, buy the final drink at like midnight, having drank watered down ale ourselves all
mm-hmm.
evening.
The various merchants, their friends, had the bed.
They're all completely fucking sloshed.
Oh, yeah, no.
I would say, so how much were the drinks costing me? Like, the other night, I paid, like, what? Like, 3 silver or something silly?
Yeah.
I will spend 5 gold on food and drinks.
Wow.
I know.
Y'all are real popular now, too.
Yeah, but...
And everyone was good and drunk when you sent them.
Well, and they're very aware of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And your presence here.
Yeah.
Yep. And I would also probably, like, spin a yarn about the job that we got. Shit. I don't know. Caitlin hasn't had a second to think about it, but Tyka's good at crime.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, a job that we picked up, like, protecting someone or something like that. Some nobody with a lot of money. Something like that to give a reason that I got 5 gold to drop, because that's not an insignificant amount of money.
Well, and you've also got new clothing. Yeah, I mean, they also maybe don't necessarily think that you're poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, as far as I know, you're just adventurers walking around doing adventuring things. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I just wanted to cover for that initial delight I had for the 1 platinum I was handed.
They probably thought it was for the candy, to be real. Let's be honest.
I was pretty excited about that fucking candy.
Also, Graham and Moore aren't here, so...
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought they were. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Alright.
No, they're off staying somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's go break some bitches out of jail.
These particular bitches.
The bitches you helped put in jail.
Yeah. Well, we didn't...
I mean, no!
They fucked around and found out.
No, we didn't do anything.
We were part of...
They would have gotten away if one of them hadn't gotten the knife in the gut.
Well,
you
know what, though? They wouldn't have gotten away if they would have been caught sooner if we hadn't created a diversion. So.
Well, not only that, he could have walked away. I even gave him a chance, said, let's just do crime. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to do his thing. So, his whole mess is his whole problem.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, it's late. It's 2 in the morning. Bars are closing.
Okay.
The streets are emptying out. Do you take... How do you get to the jail? Are you going to just go down the main street? Are you going to take to the back streets?
I would probably keep us to the back streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I imagine that I was well enough able to figure out a route between here and there. Because this city isn't, like, confounding, right?
No.
Yeah. So I would have been able to figure us out a pretty simple route to keep us off the main thoroughfares. Because the main streets are guarded, too, right? Like, there's, like, Towns Guard and stuff.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So try to avoid them if at all possible.
I just want you to roll me... We'll call it a stealth check with advantage, because you're operating under the cover of night.
Oh, is that another natural one? It is! You can
with advantage.
Oh, okay. I was like, you can have this right back. Okay, that's not bad.
Stealth.
Oof. Oh, no. I have disadvantage on stealth rolls. You said stealth, right?
Yeah.
Because of my plate mail.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take the 12
mm-hmm.
that I rolled for a 15.
15?
I got 11.
Was it?
Should I? No, I think I want to save my inspiration for...
I got a natural 1. That's the only reason I used mine.
Okay.
So, yeah, I agree. We're probably fine.
Okay.
Or not. Or we're fucked.
Well, I mean, even if we are, like, can't we just pretend like we're drunk?
We could, yeah.
Well, it's more for... You got to get to... alright, so you're...
Is this stealth for actually getting into the alley?
No. It's just stealth to get in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get there, streets are quiet, you don't see any guards outside of the constabulary.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then we just slide on in.
Yep.
Down the alleyway. Start peeking up and see... I'm 5'9", am I tall enough to see over these... I think that's how tall I decided I was. Am I tall enough to see into the windows, or are they super high?
They're pretty high up.
Like
8 feet up.
8 feet?!
So maybe I give you, or who gives who an alley?
I was going to say, how tall are you? I imagine as a cat, you're lighter than I am.
5'10".
She also has a climbing speed.
Oh, you could just climb.
Oh, yeah.
You could just, or I could fluff. I could also fly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that I'm louder, though, flying.
Well, that's something else. You guys could also just fly/climb into the alley.
Oh, yeah, just up, alley-oop, up and over.
Yes.
Alley-oop. So we got there very stealthily.
Yeah.
Do you want to climb up since you're...
Yeah. So I'll climb up to see if I can figure out who's in the cells.
Frodo, I need you to move because I need to roll some dice, buddy. Cool.
Get down. Just gently nudge him like a very slow moving avalanche.
Okay. Alright, so which room are you going to check first?
I think we're coming from like here.
Well, you came over the roofs, right?
Yeah, so we came over like from the store side.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so now we're in the alley.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just we'll go from here to the back.
Okay. All right, so you look in the first cell, and you see a lump lying on the bed on the cotton side.
Uh-huh.
Like, the covers are pulled up. It's at the back, see, but you can't see, because you only have dark vision, so it's grayscale, so you can't really see what color they are.
And there's only one bed per cell?
Oh, there's several cots, but there's just only one person in this cell.
Okay. So, question mark. What's the next one?
It is also occupied.
Mm-hmm.
However, the person on the cot that's sleeping appears to be one of the smaller races, maybe a halfling or a dwarf.
So not
okay.
There. Okay. And the next one?
You see two shapes in there asleep in the beds. One is tabaxi.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, likely human.
Probably. So. But we're still feeling pretty safe.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah. I mean, can I roll a perception check for watching the main thoroughfare, see if anybody's...
Yeah, roll me a perception check.
Noticing us. Everything is fine. That's a six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, notice anything.
Yeah, everything's fine. Good.
Yeah, I'll go around and see if there's anything in this one.
That one's empty.
Okay.
Empty.
Okay.
That one has three people in it.
Oh, I think that narrows
and
it down.
Can I tell?
All three look the backseat.
Okay. Okay. Can we go back to the cell here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sleeping, right? So we probably
it's 2 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, we probably want them to wake up, right?
Do
we want to just because I mean,
does the thing make a sound?
It doesn't look to teleport a creature to space.
Verbal.
So you just gotta say a spell, though. It's not like a thunderstep or something crazy like that.
Yeah, but it does... I don't know what that sound is, but I don't like it.
What?
You can't hear that ringing sound?
I hear, like, the fan.
Yeah, just the fan. Got some tinnitus going on?
May have been the glitter.
Oh, might be.
I thought it was something from outside, though. Oh, yeah, it's the litter thing.
Maybe just give him a...
Yeah, I was like... Psst.
The non-tabaxi one wakes up and looks up at the window.
Bust you out of here.
Who sent you?
Ruby.
Okay. shakes away the other one and whispers something.
Okay. And so I cast Vortex Warp.
Okay. How does this look? You can describe the effect of the spell. I can tell you what the description says, or you can make it up.
I think I'll just make it up. If that's cool.
Yeah.
Always.
I just make sure that I am looking at them and...
You can only do one at a time, of course.
Fair. And so I'll do, what's his name? Clothing first. And I'll just kind of go,
well, you have to say it loudly. That's the thing about verbal spells, is that you say it out loud. In a loudness not too dissimilar to how I'm speaking now.
Okay. Warp.
And then visually, does anything?
And so he almost starts to look like a mirage.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
And then kind of disappears that way, and then the mirage kind of appears next to us, and then so very Star Trek transporter-ish.
Yeah. Nice.
All right.
And I will be standing with my back to you, faced out to the, just watching the.
And as you say, warp, very loudly, you hear a voice from the other room to say, "What the fuck?" and you see you hear the sound of a key in the lock.
Shit! Go!
All right, you're gonna do the second one.
Warp.
All right. So check off 2 second level spells.
Okay.
Can I carry someone with me flying?
Don't forget, you have 3 second-level spell slots now. As long as you can carry them with your carrying capacity.
What's my carrying capacity?
What's your strength?
16 plus 3.
So your carrying capacity is... Let me just check real quick. You can carry 240 pounds.
Okay.
And you have 80 pounds of items on you. So 160 pounds.
160 pounds? Does this first guy look lithe or not?
Neither of them look like they're under the 160 pound mark.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say.
Bummer. Because
they also have, like, you know, clothing.
We should have done. I didn't think of that we would
what?
Get. I didn't think we'd get caught so quickly. There's somebody unlocking these cells already.
Well, unlocking the door to the gels, not to the cell itself. So, in that.
So they're just unlocking the door into this section here.
Oh, okay.
So they and we're all the way at the end. So we just need to get away before they have unlocked these 4 cells.
But the only way out with 2 people is out into the street, right?
Well, one of them's at the back seat, so he can climb.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the other one, we're just going to have to figure it out. Okay. Carry on.
Let me think about the other one for a second.
If I tied a rope around his belt and used my fly speed to oomph him up the wall and he's doing some of the work?
Well, okay, they're thieves, too, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Warp. I love that.
Oh.
Yeah, he's probably just on the 160, buck 60 mark, so.
Okay.
You could try.
Yeah.
I'd actually let you roll a strength check to try it.
Ooh, yeah.
Alright. So, as you warp out, Cloudfang, kind of looks at the two of you and says, what the fuck are you two doing here?
Getting your ass out.
Oliver, like, these are the ones that gutted you, boss.
We didn't gut you, and Ruby sent us, so cool your jets.
As you say that, you see a bright light shining from the jail lights.
Shit.
Like not at you guys, but like a very bright light has been done that comes out of all, you know, 3 of the windows.
Okay, well, I'll grab Oliver by the back of his shirt and say, "You got a way out of here? Because I'm going up."
He says, "What?" And roll my strength check.
Oh, no! It's a 4.
You want to spend your coin to let her reroll?
Yeah.
I'll take that coin.
No! All right, do better this time. Okay, yeah. Yeah, 20. Dirty
That's
20.
That's enough, yeah. I was looking for a 15 or higher. So.
Nice.
So you grab... Oliver's like, what? And you just grab him, and with your wings, one big swoop, he's like, ah!
Shh!
And Cloudfang just shakes his head. He looks at you. So thanks. And he just starts up the walls as the bells start ringing and A siren starts to go off.
Jesus Christ! We're turning this whole town upside down! Yeah.
You guys know where Bernice is?
He says, of course I know where Bernice is.
Okay, that's where we're supposed to meet.
Alright. So you all... I'm gonna need you all make me stealth checks.
Yes. Oh, that's not bad. Oh, disadvantage though, right?
Yeah.
That's not bad. 16?
Yeah, that's actually really good.
Oh, 5.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Alright, so Oliver shuts his mouth.
Good.
You rolled
good.
Well. Cloudfang rolled well. But as you guys are dashing along towards Bernice's, a light shines on you.
Shit, no!
As you look up, you see, squinting past the source of the light, you see an elven woman with a mohawk flying in the air.
Fucker, what?!
And she's got the light right on you as you look up at her.
Is the light made of fire?
No.
Oh.
As you look up at her and she looks down at you, that is what we'll pick up
no!
next time.
No! I gotta figure out how to fix it! No!
Cool.
Oh no! Gonna be more than one jailbreak. What the fuck is that bitch doing up at 3 a.m.? What is she doing?
Well, she does hang out right next door. We knew that was a potential
we
risk.
We did. Shit.
Well, it was more than 12 seconds. You know, you guys were dashing towards Bernice. It was like maybe 30 seconds later or something like that.
Yeah.
Still, though.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll pick this back up on, I think, the 11th. Sunday the 11th.
Right. The 12th is stuck as such a bad day in my mind. Because that's the day that the new scheduling thing is supposed to go into place.
We can do the Thursday the 8th instead of the 11th.
No, it's fine. You said the 11th and my brain was like...
How is Thursday the 8th only a month after my birthday?
Right.
It feels like it has been, like, years since my birthday.
It feels like a while.